Check, check. Checkity check.
I've been in this town so long, so long to the city. I'm fit with the stuff to ride in the rough. And sunny down snuff, I'm all right. By the hero's end.
The end of part one.
Well, we can cut it whenever. Yeah. I just wanted to make two files.
So if you're just starting this, make sure that you listen to part one of the episode. If you saw this one first, we did a two-parter, and it's just better for continuity's sake. Keep right. Everything canon.
Yeah, don't you have any respect for canon?
Yeah, we need to keep... Don't worry, we have some people on staff who make sure that we keep the chronology of the Jaywalking universe right. canon. And they let us know, like, all the characters we've introduced, like Jesse R. and Kelly Clance, like, at what point, yep. you know, they would have aged at this point in the saga.
Right, like, where they live now.
Right. Because you've noticed, too, that we jump around in time. Right,
we're not a non-linear narrative.
Non-linear narrative. Also, unreliable narrators. The narrative is non-linear, that's unreliable.
Extremely important.
So, this is very experimental fiction right. that we're doing.
Yeah,
my name is actually Craig Daniels.
This is not your grandpa's podcast.
No. Your grandpa doesn't know what podcasts are.
This is not your we're not your grandpa. That's the point.
Yeah.
Shit is.
Also.
How about some sort of me and Walker pissing in a fountain or touch a magic skull? Suddenly I'm married to Dad and Walker's a swinging single guy.
What? Pissing in a fountain and touching magic skull?
Yeah. You know,
what does that mean?
Listeners, you know what I mean.
I don't think you and Dot would work out as a married couple.
Probably
I think there are reasons you guys aren't married.
But that's the point. It's like, I'm in your body, so you have to tell me how it works.
Well, I didn't realize this was a ghost scenario.
No, it's not a ghost scenario. It's a classic mind swap comedy.
Oh.
Are you serious?
So my consciousness is in your body,
yeah,
and your consciousness
I'm in you.
Is mine.
Okay, you gotta tell me.
Don't say that we're in each other.
And Dot, you had to tell me, like, oh my god, you know, recently the Ryan Reynolds, what's his name vehicle? Ryan Reynolds, this guy from Arrested Development?
Jason Bateman?
Jason Bateman, Ryan Reynolds vehicle.
Change
this
one.
Switch up.
Or whatever. Oh, okay, I didn't realize Ryan Reynolds was on that.
So then you're the married guy, so you have to tell me, hey, but until we get this figured out, you're going to have to do this.
Is that
in
what
my
happens
body.
In that? They're conscious?
Yeah.
That's what that's about?
Yeah. It's Ryan Reynolds is a swinging single
no,
guy.
No.
Jason Bateman's is married. They piss in a fountain while they both
Did
say the words.
Did you see this movie?
No, it's in the fucking trailer. The entire thing's in the trailer.
I thought it was like about like a something to do with this sperm sample plays heavily
that
into
was,
it.
That was two Jason Bateman movies ago.
Oh, it was a different movie.
Yeah,
it was
a different movie.
Wasn't that called The Switch or something?
I think it also had a similar, like, two-word name.
You can't tell me that Jason Bateman was in two movies in the same year, both with The Switch in the title.
No, it was...
Is it Chaos Theory?
No, that's a long time ago. This movie is called, like, The Change-Up or The Switch.
Okay,
like that.
All right.
But anyway, the point
I'll
is...
I'll accept the existence
I mean,
of this
but the thing is, like, you
that
could,
you clearly
we
have
could
made
easily,
out.
We could easily go any other number, you know, any
Freaky Friday. Well, we've talked about
or,
doing a Freaky
yeah,
Friday.
Or Dad, Son, Mind Swap, like The Onion, you know? Why aren't there more Dad, Son, Mind Swap comedies coming out? The bottom line is, you're going to have to be like... Look, until we get this figured out, this is what you're going to have to do in my body to maintain my marriage, because Dad will never believe it if we say, this has happened to us. And I'm going to be like, okay. And
this is already getting weird.
No, and then I'm going to have to say, this is what you're going to have to do at lab to maintain my job while we figure this out. Like, we have to keep each other's lives up.
I
don't understand why.
First of all,
for mind swap comedies.
First of all,
I don't understand.
Can we telepathically communicate in this situation?
No.
Because that would really help.
The only
like, if I was at lab and you're like, put that in the beaker.
The only metaphysical thing that's happened is now we're both in
like,
each other's
You know,
bodies.
And I'm in your head going, hey, tell her she looks nice. Like, she just right. got that.
Well, that's
like,
so
she cut her hair. You noticed it. She wants you to say something.
So one of the main themes...
I'll whisper things like, as a feminist.
One of the main themes of the Ryan Reynolds, Jason Bateman vehicle is that Jason Bateman is now in a single man's body, so should he take advantage of his singlehood and get with some ladies, or
yes.
does he have to stay true to his wife who...
Oh.
Like
I say, different body, different rules. Do you think Dot? We should ask Dot if she'd feel that way.
That's actually every female listener, send it in. If in the scenario we're describing, if you're in a committed thing and then your consciousness is swapped into the body of a non-committed thing, is it different body, different rules?
Well, I'm sort of flip flop it a little because I'm thinking.
I mean, I think that
the thing is your consciousness is more what's important.
Yeah, clearly.
But at the same time, like, I'm not... So, in this scenario, we're not telling Dot what's happened. For some reason, trying to create a ruse.
Well, so that's the thing. Is like, in the movie, for example, in the trailer, you can tell that they try to convince the wife of this. I can't remember who the wife is. But, of course... Who would believe, like, you're both in your original bodies, your voices sound the same, you're just acting differently, and you say, we pissed in a fountain and our consciousness is switched. The wife is going to be
Jason,
like, that's garbage, shut up, pick up the kids from soccer practice, and then what choice do you have? You
know? I don't know what kind of relationships our listeners have,
right,
and what kind of partners they have, but me and my wife, team of two, all right? Best friends.
I'm in your body.
I'll tell you this.
Here's the other thing.
I'm in your body. Hey, honey. Babe.
But you're saying that now from me. It's me.
I get it.
But it's me.
Oh, right. Okay.
Saying it to her. You have no ability
to
speak
to her. Okay, fine. I'll ease her into it.
You say Dot, and you have to use your best Jason impersonation you can.
Hey, Dot.
Right.
I know this is going to sound a little weird, and I don't mean to, like,
I'm standing next to you, just, and...
Oh, we're both there.
And to Dot, she's like, that's my husband.
Let's say in this scenario that we can telepathically communicate.
No, that's not part of it.
Can I just
that's
say,
never part of
you
it.
Said Hollywood should be turning to us, you just want to do the same fucking formula. Hollywood needs fresh ideas. Let's add telepathy to the mix.
So your solution to the new idea is like the fucking most used stuff we say.
No, so like while we were trying to explain to Dot, and the music's going like, while we were trying to explain it, there's shots where it'll sort of zoom up on me.
It's called the change up.
Okay, so there's shots where it'll zoom in on one of our faces, right, and you'll see my eyes look to the right where you're standing next to me.
Okay,
but you know we're like looking at each other sideways glances and going like, oh shit, how do we, like, echoey,
okay,
you know, like in
there
our
is a reverb,
so yeah, you know we're going, yeah, so you know it's, and our mouths aren't moving,
right,
so the audience understands what's happening.
But anyone would.
You're right.
Any idiot would understand.
So we've established the telepathy at some point, and then you see us, and we just sort of comment on the situation with our telepathy, like, oh man, like, this is wild.
Yeah, oh man.
Yeah, like, this is wild. We have literally changed.
The telepathy also doesn't help you get other people on board with what's happening.
Okay, so
look, here's an example of a problem for the movie, and this would be the problem in our real lives. Let's imagine that you and Dot, it's like Wednesday night, and that's your guys, like, getting it on night, right? Let's imagine that you and...
Whoa! I don't like that you think...
No, I'm not...
We
I'm
get
not
it off once a week on Wednesdays.
I'm not saying, what I'm saying is, like...
How bad do you think marriage is?
It sounds awful. But let's imagine Wednesday night is date night, and at the end of date night, it goes like this.
It becomes fuck night.
Yeah, and you're talking to me from my body, and you're going like, look, because Dot doesn't believe what we said, you're going to have to keep my marriage together.
Are we doing this with the telepathy, or are we using our voices?
Either way is fine.
Do we like
either way is fine.
Telepathy when there's just the two of them?
Either way is fine. But the point is,
I'm going to switch to telepathy.
Either way, the point is, do you say to me, look, you're going to have to do it with my wife in my body, or do you say...
I knew this is where it was leading.
Or do you say, make an excuse for, like...
Right, because otherwise she's going to be like, oh, but you always achieve an erection on Wednesdays.
Well, she's going to know that something's up. Because also, like, our styles are probably different. Like, it's going to be clear.
You have a style.
I won't be able to play guitar as well as you. Like, everything is going to, like...
I'm more curious about that you have a style. What would you describe your style as? Do you have, like, a catchy name for it?
No, but you don't think that you have a... I mean, you have a set of mannerisms, which... If Dot was to have sex with somebody else in your same body, you think that they would act the exact same way about everything?
Sure, sure. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's not the first... Well, okay. No, I mean, in both cases, the first questions we're addressing is, can I have sex with other women in your body,
right, okay,
and can you have sex with Dot in mine?
Right. And or do we make it some way so it's just like, okay, let's try to get sex out of the equation until we figure this crazy change up out?
Well, but see, you're
I'm almost a little worried about talking about this because it's not out. It's not far enough out of the news because the change up only came out like 6 months ago.
I think the movie we're pitching sounds way better.
Because telepathy's in it.
Telepathy. It gives it that.
Other than that, it's almost identical.
No, but I can picture the pitch meeting like, it's the change up with a twist. Telepathy.
And it's almost nothing.
And they go, well, I don't know. How do we establish when they're
we
speaking?
We thought about that.
When they're speaking
reverb.
With the telepathy. We thought, yeah, we'll do a voiceover.
Mouths closed.
We'll show some reverb. We'll show them looking at each other.
Yep.
So you know they're sort of like making eye contact. And then with the reverb, you'll hear things like, this is crazy.
Can you hear my mind?
Yeah, can you? Check it out.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're imagining a scenario where we don't bring Dot into the loop.
No, but I'm saying...
I'm saying let's get her involved.
But do you think that she would believe it? It's you talking, but you look... You're in my body, so you're talking from me, and you're saying, Dot, this insane thing has happened. And she's going to be like, okay, I'll just throw away my notions of how the universe works and believe your zany story.
And we'll be like, don't believe us? Watch us use telepathy. See, my mouth isn't moving. He hears what I'm saying.
Right. And then that will prove it to her?
Yeah, we'll just... Well, I mean, she won't be able to hear it. But first, that's what I'm saying, Jason, is though...
You want to say bring down...
My wife,
they tried to bring her on board in the change-up.
But you're imagining...
She didn't believe it.
But...
She goes, Mitch, quit kidding around.
But who pays...
Pick up the kids.
Yeah, but you know what? That's not Dot. We don't have kids.
So you think she...
We've got time to figure this out.
Okay, so what Dot... The difference with Dot is you think she will believe this cockamamie story that we were pissing in a fountain.
Yeah. Let's say she does.
Okay.
And
I guess
then,
if she does, it's no big problem. But
then if she does, the sex is off the table because
well,
you and Dot are friends. I have to believe that you would probably rather not confuse the relationship.
No, I don't want to confuse
by having sex with her in my body.
Well, no, but
and I think that she would also say, "Yeah, let's just skip that."
Right. Skip Wednesday nights.
Right.
Okay. So that's fine. That's
it's
fine.
Every other Wednesday.
But, okay. That's so sad. So that's fine, but then the question is, so I'm in your body, of course I'm not going to have Dot, let's imagine Dot's on board, she believes what's happened.
Sure.
She okay. And we're like, of
first
course,
thing she says
me,
is,
since it's me, we're not, you know, Wednesday nights are off the table until we figure this crazy thing out, but then everyone understands that I'm just a single dude, can I use your body to have sex with anyone I want, like just any girl that's around, I mean, what's the difference? It's like, it's me. Or would Dot be like, no, not only am I married to Walker's consciousness, but you can't just walk around with his body doing whatever with whoever.
Well, I would also say that, because then people are going to be like, you know, have the wrong idea of me. They're like, well, that Walker's a scumbag.
Well, what if I take off your ring?
Yeah, but where are you getting all this poon? Like, where are you hanging out? Are people I know going to see me and be like, oh, he's a sleazebag?
No, I
Dot's
go to places.
Getting calls all the day.
I go
then
to
we
got
to explain it to them.
I go to places that people don't know you. I don't know. I go to North Beach or something.
Well, I guess we'd have to see what Dot says.
the other question is, do you get to have your Wednesday night with Dot in my body? I feel like that would be weird for Dot.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you're going to miss your Wednesday night. And it only comes by twice a month.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a pickle.
Tough topic.
That is a tough topic. Well, I think that I would broach the subject. I would say, look, either you got to get into... Say, look, either you got to get on board
with the fact that I'm in
Jason's body.
You're saying this to Dot.
To Dot, as
you're
you.
In me, right?
Right.
Okay.
I'm in you. And I'm saying to Dot.
Here's the things I'm going to authorize you to do, too.
Okay.
You can cut my beard.
Okay.
And
I wouldn't.
You can give me a haircut.
I would.
This is you in my body, so you're looking in the mirror. You can give me a haircut, cut my beard. That's it. And you can't smoke a bunch of pot in there. You can't smoke cigarettes in my body.
You're
fuck it up. And,
you're not going to... How long are we going to be switched up, though?
Who knows? How did this even happen? We can't bet that we're going to be able to figure it out in a timely fashion.
No, what I was saying about the, like, this Freaky Friday change-up, how are we all going to get laid and still be in our separate bodies while communicating telepathic situation.
Right. Hollywood, are you listening?
Yeah. By the way, title? What are you like... The Freaky Friday Change-Up with telepathy.
That's the title? I don't like that. That's too literal.
What would you call it?
The Owls of Gahoom with telepathy.
They could have easily thrown telepathy into the Owls of the Gahool because they threw in Moon Blinky and didn't explain what it was.
Metal flex and gizzards also.
Yeah. So they
every once in a while, though, I will tell you this. Every once in a while, like, interestingly enough, on like a Wednesday, your sex day.
Every other.
If I'm having like a tough hump day, you know, it's hump day. You know,
sure.
Get through the week, hard, you're down, you're not getting as much done, long day at work. I will literally throw on that trailer in HD and it gets your spirits right.
Listeners,
up.
If you have not seen Legends of the Guardians,
The Owls of
Gahool. Owls of Gahool, you are missing out. It was the first day Dot and I spent as a married couple. We went and saw this movie in 3D. Not a fan of 3D movies. Not a fan of director Zack Snyder. No. Love this fucking movie.
Right.
It is so good. All these owls. There's, first of all, you like owls? There's like a billion of them in this. Second of all, did you watch the trailer?
Yeah.
You have the to
trailer,
see it.
The trailer's got the 30 Seconds to Mars song, and it's like the owl,
the rain.
Fight, the thing is, yeah.
The owl's flying through a rainstorm.
Fighting through the rainstorm, and the drops come into focus. It is just like, tell me that doesn't move your soul.
Oh my God.
That doesn't move your soul, you're a cyborg.
Yeah.
I'm saying it right now.
So I think we should jump on
board. Put that trailer on, set it to HD, crank your speakers.
What are you doing watching it in non-HD?
Yeah.
This movie... If you don't watch the trailer in HD, you're not watching the trailer in the format they intended.
That's right.
Jason and me had a big argument about this last night.
I want it. I want it.
Yeah. I don't know.
I won the argument.
I don't think anyone won.
Listeners, who do you think won the argument? Send it in.
Yeah.
Does guys matter?
By the way, we haven't explained what it is,
right.
And we're not going to. Who won?
What happened?
I say no one won.
I say me.
Jason says he won.
Well, I'd say no one. Who do you think won?
Well, you both said no one won.
All right, should we get to some of these?
We should probably move on.
Let's get to some of these topics on your thing.
Well, I have a new feature I'd like to introduce to you.
Oh, man. Okay.
We discussed in the first half of our two-part episode here, we discussed the spin-off, the sub-feature of this very feature. This is a little feature that I like to call Animals I've Seen.
Okay.
Cue theme. Now, it was suggested by one of our super fans that we discuss the fact that I saw Fox. We talked about
then
it last
bragged
time.
About it.
Yeah, bragged about it.
Right.
But I wasn't, you know.
I don't want to brag. I saw Fox.
Right. They know. They know about it. But it got me to thinking that I've seen a lot of cool animals. And
this
that,
is what you took away from. It's like, you know, I've really seen a lot of cool animals.
Well, I've seen a lot of cool animals this summer, too. And I thought... I could just talk about a few of them each time we do Animals I've Seen. I'll just mention the ones I've seen. And that the reason there was the subcategory Otto Gets Blotto is I have seen my dog and cat.
Right.
And so it's an opportunity for me to, like, if I'm hard up for animals that I've seen on a particular episode, I'll just talk about...
Talk about owning a dog and cat.
Yeah, we'll just talk about something the dog and cat did.
Okay.
So, this is Animals I've Seen.
Listeners, I'm going to tell you right before the segment starts that my bar for the segment is... No, not my bar, but my expectations for the segment are, I would say, low to moderate.
Okay.
Based on its description.
Well, I'm going to say each animal, not each animal I've ever seen, but
I'm
going to
write them down.
Three animals. Jason's writing them down. We have a grease board, and that's how we keep track of keeping all things canon. Now, animals that I've seen, we need to, like, keep it canon, remember, like, you know, I can't be like a Siberian tiger, because that isn't canon in the universe of animals that I've
right.
seen.
Right.
Okay? Although I have probably seen tigers at the zoo.
At the zoo. Does that count for animals I've seen?
Yeah. Are they
so
animals?
You just go to the
Did
zoo.
I see them?
So the
Did
day that you go to the zoo, you just will have a long list of animals, and then every other day it'll be like, I saw a squirrel.
I'm going to do this as a Animals I've Seen Summer in Tahoe edition.
Okay.
I worked in Tahoe this last summer. I won't say the name of the company, but I worked there, and I saw a few new animals, and I'd like to talk about them.
Okay.
Animals I've seen. Marmot. Now, I didn't know what a marmot was.
Wait, are you saying marmot?
Is it marmot or marmot?
I think it's marmot.
Marmot.
No, that's, I think it's what I said.
That's what I was saying, too. Marmot. I think I'm combining varmint.
Yeah, I think you are.
Marmot. Okay, so it's marmot.
I think.
Okay, animals I've seen, marmot. I saw one at the top of the mountain at Squaw Valley Ski Resort this year.
What it look like?
It looks like a small brown. It's like the size of a raccoon. Got sort of a short tail, and it's just sort of a small brown little furry thing.
Okay.
And it was running around up there. Coyote. Saw two coyotes this summer. So write down two.
Put that in parentheses.
Yeah.
Okay.
So two coyotes, once in Tahoe and once in Truckee. Driving through Truckee.
Right.
That's
cool.
Brown bear.
What?
Yeah, so
buried the lead on this one.
One brown bear this year, walking.
Were you scared at all?
No, I was in a car, and
how far away was it?
It was walking across the street, like it was like going into someone's yard, just like what up, and it just walked
to
by.
Kill them. Or
I don't really think that there's a lot of reported incidences of bears that we have in California killing anyone. The only ones that you really got to worry about are grizzlies, and we killed that. We won that war.
But there are, every year in Yosemite, at least a couple people bite it from bear attacks, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I think those people are probably stupid.
Well, the thing is, now, for my winter camping trip in a bear environment in the Smoky Mountains, we had to, like, for example, you have to seal your food in one of those containers and then hoist it onto ropes that are like 100 feet in the air. Because if bears smell anything, if they smell food from any distance, they can smell from quite a ways away. If they smell your food, they'll come to your campsite and like wreck up the place and get the food. And if you happen to be in the way, they may or may not just brain you.
Yeah. But that didn't happen.
Okay, but that does happen. They're dangerous animals.
Sure.
We've all seen grizzly bears.
And you know what, though?
We haven't all.
We know that that guy deserved what he got, in my opinion.
But
he was treating, grizzly bears like they were his pet dogs.
Whether or not he does, the point is that they're dangerous animals.
Yeah, but these weren't grizzly. Okay, I think that the probability that you're going to be attacked by a brown bear that weighs like a couple hundred pounds is low.
Okay.
You know, don't get between... Okay, this animals I've seen advice section. Don't get between the bear and their cubs. If it wants your food, let it have it. You can get another sandwich. And
look between the bear and the cub. Also, no.
Oh, look,
don't
appear large.
It.
Fan your arms out if you're with a friend or a lover.
Don't get between.
Hold hands with them and make yourself look like one giant person. Or have them get on your shoulders, get a trench coat so you can't see there's a second person in like one of those detective fedoras, dark sunglasses, be one giant person in a trench coat.
Just take the disguise a step further.
Like in Little Rascals. The film version from the early 90s.
Also good advice, don't get between a seal and the water. They get mad and they'll run at you.
What?
It's the same thing as
beer. Don't get me. So if you're like standing at the shoreline,
yeah, don't freak out.
Really?
Yeah.
Seals specifically.
They want a clear path to the water. They don't want you obstructing their.
But
path
does in between them, like, can you be, you know, 100 feet down beach from them? And they're like, you're in the fucking water.
In between shortest path length.
Just don't stand directly.
Yeah,
that'd be a weird thing to do.
Shore's here, or water's here. Don't go here.
You know, not for nothing. we can add seals to the list of animals I've seen.
Okay.
Go and write that down. Just write seals, plural. Because I don't know how many I've seen, but I've seen a few.
I thought these were like recent, though. I've seen plenty of seals.
Well, we just brought it up. I wasn't thinking of it. But you may have seen seals. Have you been kissed by a seal, Jason? Because I have. Because I won a drawing contest in second grade.
What kind of contest?
A drawing contest.
Okay.
I went, a drawing contest. And I went to Marine World in beautiful Vallejo, California.
It's a rep. That counts as a rep. Rep noise.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, Fuhlhauser.
Beautiful.
Yep. Beautiful. Anyway. And I was kissed by a seal. Our affair was short. Sure, and this has been Animals I've Seen. We already did subcategory where we talk about Otto the Cat, Otto gets Splatto. Right. So Let's play that outro music for Animals I've Seen.
Okay. Segment. It hit about where I thought it would hit.
Yeah, well, the title...
It was the first segment.
I think the title, you know, is very descriptive of what to say, the
it's
content.
Basically all there is.
Now, there's one other thing here that Jason wanted to address.
Oh, man, was it?
Oh, man. Listeners, I'm showing Jason the note.
Okay, yeah, I don't know exactly how to address this, but we're going to have to address it a couple ways.
We should get a couple instruments out here.
Should we do it now, right live?
Let's workshop
write
it. Let's workshop it.
I thought we would write it and put a finished version into the thing.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I mean, what do you want to do?
I think we should workshop it.
Okay, can we just talk about it? Or?
Sure, yeah. Let's so tell the listeners is, what we're talking about.
What is, listeners, is that there's an amazing superfan who wrote us an amazingly nice letter with a lot of good ideas.
Friend of the show, friend in life.
Friend of the show, friend of life. Friend in life of friend, us.
Friend of the humanity of life.
Peter B. and his once fiance, now wife, Brittany. Is Brittany's last name?
Well, now it's the same
right,
as
now,
it.
I guess.
But his last name isn't start with a B, it starts with an L.
It's Peter L.
I like and now Brittany L. Assuming now she Brittany took L. his name, she might be a feminist. I've never
like
asked her.
Like us.
Brittany L., if you listen, do you consider yourself
you a
feminist?
Also, write in about all
we do consider ourselves.
Yeah, you've heard the episode. So, anyway, they at one point lived with us here at the Dang House in the Bay, where BT Dubs Walker's visiting from Grass Valley. This is being recorded live in the Bay Area.
Yep. In beautiful and, Oakland.
Beautiful Oakland, California. And Peter and Brittany are one of the greatest couples that's ever existed. Sweetest things that have ever happened to anyone anywhere. Amazing, amazing through and through. Mm-hmm. Always, when they lived here, Peter is, they're both very, not, what do you say, not philanthropic, but very community minded, work mm-hmm. for the good of the community and not just mm-hmm. themselves. Very
interesting,
awesome.
Creative people.
Interesting, creative people. Peter was once a podcaster too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Peter, pick the podcasting back up.
Yeah,
man.
Honestly.
We need fresh voices.
But one of the things that their marriage was just recent, and although so
we should say also that we consider ourselves, meaning Jason and I, directly responsible for this union.
Yeah, I would say most of me.
Mm-hmm. I think
Peter Brittany, you can want to write in the way of this.
I think I made a bigger effort early on to get to know people.
But I really got him through the tough times, which is
like what?
There's a lot of tough times.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I bet you got a lot of good advice.
But anyway, this directly to them, I would say. We were invited to the wedding.
Look, you figure the... You judge
we
the percentages.
We were invited to the wedding, and neither myself, nor Walker, nor Dot, nor Kelly were able to attend. And much to our chagrin and sadness...
Did you say this was our roommate?
Friend of life was once our roommate here at the Dang House, and at Fort Oregon.
And Brittany was a regular fixture. And a joy.
And we might throw some pictures of them and their happiness up on the blog.
And just, like, some just information about them, too, like their address.
Yeah, email and number.
Send your donations.
But the bottom line is, to our chagrin and to our sadness, like, for me, actually, I don't even know that I RSVP'd in the negative, which
I didn't
is
either.
A little
I'm shameful. Really sorry, guys.
I'm sorry that we couldn't come. It's actually really, really sad. So, but
do you like the gift we sent you, though?
But... Did you send it?
Not yet.
But
it's this podcast.
Right, so we're going to try to send a gift down. But also, Walker and I are either going to drop a finished version of, or workshop right now live, a version of a Peter and Brittany song.
Are you more comfortable with?
Well, I was going to play keys on it, so I think it's going to be hard to workshop it live.
Okay. Well, do you want to figure that out, and then we'll call it a day?
Yeah. So we're going to do that song, drop it in, and here's to you, Peter and Brittany, one of the greatest couples
of all
time.
We love you guys.
We love you very much. We miss you very much. And that'll be here.
Always make time for every other Wednesday. And
right, that's,
you will have
that's
a sacred
Walker's advice as a married man.
Yeah, just look. Don't Don't be ridiculous.
Do you have any other advice to them?
Well, I'd like to elaborate on this
newly married couple.
Don't be ridiculous. Don't be like, oh, every Wednesday we're going to be intimate. That's don't set yourself up. I hope people know I'm kidding. We be rocking that bedroom all the time.
A listener's Walker's giving me one of those "I'm kidding, not really, save me" type of looks. Just only kidding, not really. Someone help.
Don't create expectations that are too difficult in today's fast paced world to fulfill. But take some time every other Wednesday, at least every third, to just be with each other. You know, whether that's playing words with friends on your phones together.
Can we play that with them?
We can. Yeah, sure. I don't know if they have smartphones. It's like Scrabble, but people are really into it. But I don't like it because it doesn't like check your words, and people like put like a lot of nonsense words in. I think
that's lame.
Yeah, so it sort of defeats the purpose, I think. But anyway, so here is the as of yet unnamed ditty.
Yeah, in honor of your love. Yeah. And we hope you have many a happy tea party down there in Houston, and come back to the Bay sometime to visit us.
Yeah.
Wait, are they in Houston or Fort?
I think weren't they closer to Dallas?
Yeah, I can't remember now.
I don't know.
Somewhere in the
Texas is Lone Star State.
It's huge.
Oh.
Somewhere in the Lone Star State. That's where they are, and we wish them well, and we love them very much.
And we hope that Rick Perry makes all of you guys, makes you proud.
right.
Political,
yeah. Topical. And political.
I don't, just, you can tell, I don't know if you can tell, that the only information I really have is, like, his name.
Right,
there wasn't a lot of other content in that joke. Yeah. Rick Perry.
Something about Texas.
And you guys like things,
steak,
everything's bigger.
Steak, and it's hot, I guess.
It's hot.
Right.
What else?
Dallas, that means oil.
Skyrocketing obesity.
Oh, yeah. You guys, make sure to keep active.
Yeah. Guys, exercise at least every other Tuesday.
Yeah.
Actually, right before, no,
you
exercise
want to do it before your intimate night.
Well, but then you'll be tired.
The day before?
You know, you got to keep the stamina.
You're just like, yeah, if I exercise, I'm tired for like 3 days.
Oh, God. I gotta sit around and eat cheeseburgers to recover.
Right.
So maybe exercise.
Come back to
every
the Bay
other Thursday.
Us, I say, come back to the Bay. What are you doing down there, for Christ's sakes? Yeah. Come back here.
Look, let's all admit that this leaving California thing is a failed experiment.
Yeah. Honestly.
Accept it. We want you guys back.
And we'll do nothing. We'll stop at nothing to get you back.
Okay.
That includes kidnap and extradition.
Yeah. Okay.
So do we got anything else to talk about?
Well, I guess so. We usually close with a song. So if we're plugging in a song, I think we're sort of closing up the dialogue portion of this episode. And we've been talking for... we've been talking for like almost 2 hours, though. So we'll definitely have a good 45 minutes.
Well, so what song should we close out the 1 year anniversary for? Should we write some original content?
Let's do the Peter and Brittany song.
Oh, but I thought that was a special gift for them. And then I feel like we should have another song that's a gift to our listeners.
I think it'll be a gift to our listeners as well. Let's make it good.
Yeah. Thanks so much for your support for a year of jaywalking.
Yeah. Thank you for making us the number one podcast in America.
Yeah. We love you.
We love you guys.
Keep sending in those donations.
Yeah.
Emails.
Donate on the donate link on the blog. Go check out all the videos we've been posting.
Yeah. Check out the videos.
We haven't mentioned our email at all in this episode. You can email us at jaywalkingpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
Send us your penis size.
Right.
Does size matter? And also the smallest and biggest.
And are you a feminist?
You've ever seen. Are you a feminist?
Are we feminists?
If you send us in penis information and you don't want us to say your name, be abundantly clear about it, and we won't.
Yeah.
But just let us know, because otherwise, guess what?
You're
it's
in
going
our lives
right
now
to the jaywalking universe.
You're
and
in our lives.
And we will make sure that shit is canon. We will come measure your wiener.
Yeah, right. That's Jason actually we're legally allowed to at that point.
Yeah.
To extract that information.
So enjoy the music.
Oh, man.
Oh, wait, our sign-off.
Thanks.
Off.
thanks for a year of faith following. And like Peter L actually suggested that we be a pod quarterly, our bi monthly podcast.
Oh yeah.
We've so 1 year, 7 episodes, but really 8. 7.
Yeah. Months.
So that's a pretty good hit rate, I would say. It's not horrible. It's hard, listeners. It's not easy to generate all this content. Tough. It is tough. Christ. Everything's tough.
I mean,
right now.
I think if like we both...
I don't catch you up on my life at all. You didn't catch me up on my life at all. But I know that there's parts, of your,
if it
there's
was
parts
our
of your life that are good right now and parts that are tough.
Gosh, I guess
I'm
we
having
did.
A lot of, I'm having a lot of tough times. We're all having tough times. The country's on tough times. We can talk about
this
that.
This is a dark note to end on. But it's true. We talked
thanks
about
for your love.
We didn't talk listeners. About how we're both going through some tough things, but that's because there's tough problems. You know, this penis size problem. The fucking what else did we talk about? Tough topics.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian's marriage is on the rocks. Yeah. Like, I'm not gonna.
Hey, what chance do we have? I'm what not... chance do you and Dot have? Kim Kardashian get a
oh my
marriage.
God, if she can't find love, yeah. I'm fucked. No, I think that. When in light of things like that, that she's going through that, then it would be ridiculous of me to talk about my own plight. Look, she's the hardest working woman in show business.
Bar none.
Yeah. Like, obviously, her personal life is going to suffer a little bit. Sure. I'm not going to complain about my bullshit problems.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian's got real shit to worry about.
Yeah, and she's got dead ass.
Oh my God, that's great. There's a big Midori ad in the city with her in it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's wearing a green dress. She looks great. She's only 5'2", I found out. Let's close this out with a little bit of Kardashian facts.
Listen,
she's
5'2". She's
5'2".
Kardashian Corner has not been retired at all remotely. And no interpretation, no criteria by which it could have ever happened in the first place isn't being passed now.
Look, Jay-Z may have come out of retirement to rock with Linkin Park.
Oh, really?
I think that was
a while ago. Yeah, 4 or 5 years ago.
That was like one of his rare missteps was that album with Linkin Park.
You know what? Around the same time was not a misstep. Blammo came and performed 99 Problems with Phish at a Phish show.
No way. Were you there?
Nope. But I got the tape of it.
That's crazy.
I know. It's awesome. Can you imagine if you're Jay-Z and you just wander out of this thing
at a Phish
you're
show?
Just like, what's happening? Yeah. There's 80,000 people going apeshit.
Oh my God.
99
Problems. I would not ever think of those worlds colliding.
Totally sick. Love it.
That's pretty amazing.
Listeners, I love it.
I think the audience probably was disappointed that he left after one song and then they had to listen to
Phish.
I think they played two,
and I think that's not true.
Well, everybody, this has been Jaywalking.
Yeah.
And remember, if you're not jaywalking,
you're not getting to your destination in a timely fashion.
All right. Thank you.